Well, here in this country, about one-third of working households have nothing saved for retirement. In part, that's because about half of private sector workers have no retirement plans like a 401k at work. And now some states are stepping in to try to fix that. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging. She joins us now. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what are states trying to do to make it easier for people to save for retirement?
Well, they're trying to find ways so that they can save at their workplace. Now, the approaches to this vary, but there's sort of a basic outline. Employers would funnel a small percentage of a worker's paycheck, let's say 3% or 5%, into a retirement fund that's managed by the state. Now, the employer doesn't run the program. They're spared the expense and the responsibility. They're just a conduit for the money. But the most important feature is that the workers are automatically enrolled, though they can opt out if they want. And this is because research shows that even when employers offer a retirement program, some workers just never get around to signing up for it. So participation is much higher if enrollment is automatic.
So which states are working on legislation for these retirement savings plans?
Well, about half the states have at least considered something, though so far only six have actually passed legislation. And none of the plans are up and running yet. But in California, just this week, after 3 years of study, concrete proposals were submitted to the legislature, and if they're adopted, 7.5 million people will be covered. One analyst from the Brookings Institution said California's plan could be the largest expansion of retirement security since Social Security was established.
Well, I feel like anything California does is always the largest of any other state.
That's true.
Is there resistance to these plans in states around the country?
Well, sometimes there are political issues. In the New Jersey legislature, which has a Democratic majority, they passed a plan where employers would be required to convey a small percentage of workers' pay to the state-run retirement fund. But Republican Governor Chris Christie vetoed it. He proposed an alternative, basically something along the lines of what the state of Washington is doing, the virtual marketplace for employers to start a plan if they want to, and the legislature has approved that, I should say. There's also been pushback from the business community, especially from the financial sector. I talked to Maren Gibson of the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, and her point was, why should the state duplicate something that's already available, that anybody can walk into their local bank and open up an IRA or invest in a mutual fund and even have contributions directly deducted from their paycheck? Now, of course, many retirement plans require minimums, and a low-wage worker just starting out might not have that.
Now, we've been talking about what states are doing. What about the federal government?
Well, they are playing a role. One of the things that's been holding back the state laws is a federal pension law known as ERISA. It governs the way employers handle retirement plans. And some people think that these state plans would violate the federal law. So the Obama administration has ordered the Department of Labor to write new regulations that would get around that conflict.
And since we started talking about retirement this week, Ina, we heard from the Department of Treasury and they said, well, what about the program that the president has announced called MyRA? So what is that?
Well, MyRA was announced by the president in 2014, and it became available last year. And like some of the state plans, employers are the conduit. There's no minimum contribution. Maximum is $5,500 a year or $6,500 for people above age 50. But it's really just considered a way to get people to start to save. In fact, MyRA has a $15,000 maximum. After that, you have to roll it over into a regular IRA.
That's Ina Jaffe, who covers aging for NPR. Ina, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
And we'll have a link to more information about the federal MyRA program and all our conversations about retirement, including a discussion with the acting head of the Social Security Administration. That's at our website, hereandnow.org. And we have been hearing from many of you about retirement. Paul Stockhausen wrote to us and said, Australia has a mandatory savings plan, which has worked very well. Employers required to withhold 9%, going to 12% at 60. Employees can withdraw it tax-free. And Theodora Crawford wrote something that many of you wrote, no need to raise the age on Social Security, just raise the withholding cap, one of the ideas we've been talking about this week. Leave your comments at hereandnow.org.